catch up or hear it again, it's Crockett's Rewind.
Today's best country is Froggy 101. I'm Crockett Live, guitars and stars, and I'm joined with what I like to call the headliners. It's Low Cash.
What's
going on, guys?
What's going on, man?
You know, I was reading about you guys, and I found out you guys
were young. We needed the money.
Well,
what? What would you read?
I was going to say, you guys have, I don't know if both of you do, but you guys were inspired by Motley Crue and Quiet Riot.
Oh, yeah.
And Quiet Riot is
that
one of my
more
favorite
Chris.
Bands
that was
of
more
all
Chris.
Time.
Yeah.
I met Kevin DuBrow right before he passed away, like a month before.
We got to do a show with him once.
Really?
Yes.
We're a good mix of music because Chris cut his teeth on, you know, Motley Crue, Quiet Riot, Frank Sinatra, you know, secular music.
That. I'm not
yeah.
that old, but
he's
I
like a karaoke
that.
King.
Yeah, probably
he can
like,
sing
you probably
any
do
song
some Rod Stewart pretty well.
No, I could do whoever you want.
Oh,
you probably
there we go.
Could.
Now, how about you?
Mine was all church stuff. I was a PK. My daddy's a preacher, Church of Christ, so I wasn't even allowed to listen to anything.
You're not even allowed to curse still.
No, I'm still not. but that makes a good mix. And,
sure.
And, you know, and we have all kinds of songs in our repertoire. Yeah.
So you're the bad boy, and you are...
Honestly, I listen to the bad stuff, but he's more of a bad boy.
It kind of turned out reverse, though.
Uh-oh.
PKs are always worse.
Now, does your father know what you're up to?
He does. And he fully supports what we do. He loves it.
That's good.
If he could be on the bus every day, he would.
So you guys are killing it right now. Ring on Every Finger.
Yeah,
love
man.
This single, man. That's a great song. It's a fun song.
Hit. We're just blessed to have three in a row like that.
Man.
So, we're working on the new album right now.
Now, what can we expect on the new album?
Wow, amazingness. We've been pitched some of the best songs that Nashville has to offer, and we've been writing our butts off. And we got the new single. I think we've got it already picked out once Ring is done, and we might let you guys hear it tonight.
Also,
listeners obviously won't be able to hear it, but we might let you guys hear it tonight.
A little bit of a sneak preview
so
of what's to come tonight.
To sneak peek.
Oh, they're listening right now, so you guys are going to be here. We're going to have a lot of fun. Now, it's a round robin. Have you ever played with any of the artists?
We have.
Yes.
A bunch of times, actually. Written songs with Russell Dickerson. We love Runaway June so much. I mean, we go way back with those girls.
And, I just wish they were pretty, you know?
You said it. I haven't seen them yet in person, but I've
have
seen
you
pictures.
Not?
No.
Oh,
oh
my man.
Gosh.
Woo.
They sound like angels when they sing, and they're absolutely gorgeous girls.
Yeah,
they're really sweethearts.
I thought you said they weren't pretty.
I was joking.
Okay, good. I didn't know if I heard right. I was like, wait a minute.
I just didn't know if you saw.
Everybody in the building wants to know, what's the deal with the Darth Vader posters? Everybody doesn't know, bands usually request things in the dressing room.
We have two buses, we'll put it this way. One is called Troop.
Okay.
So it's Trooper.
All right.
And the other one's called Death Star. So I have a bad Star Wars problem.
All right.
And my brother here is starting to get into it, but he's never really sat down and watched it. But one of these days when
we're going
to
add some other posters to it. There's going to be Darth Vader and something else. I haven't decided
what
it is
Well, we
yet.
Usually had Jessica Alba and Katy Perry and Britney Spears.
That was back when I requested the posters.
Okay.
We're still cool with the Jessica Alba and Britney, though.
No, I mean, I
wouldn't.
Not
so much Katy Perry anymore, though.
So what do you think of the new Star Wars movies?
I cannot wait. I can't wait for the new one. The trailer looks amazing. I can't wait to find out who Snoke is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know who he is. I can't wait.
And how about you? What's your favorite movie here?
Man, my favorite movie would probably be... I really loved Why Him.
That's a great movie.
Step Brothers. I'm a Will Ferrell fan.
So maybe you get a Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly poster.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Or we
maybe
just put Will Ferrell in Star Wars.
I really like Walk Hard.
Walk Hard is one of the greatest movies of
one
all
of
time.
One of the greatest.
Love that movie. Maybe we can hear some Walk Hard today.
We could do that.
We should learn that.
Listen to Crockett Live weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 2 till 7 p.m. on Froggy 101.